Well, Philip Semple, PhD surgeon here. Today's date is 10/12/2024. Dictation is for Miss Stephanie Thompson. Thompson spells Thompson. Stephanie spells Stephanie. Date of birth is 09/30/1975. This is a 49-year-old female here with a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Miss Stephanie has a history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, morbid obesity, diabetes type 2, vitamin D deficiency, peripheral neuropathy, hypothyroidism, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia. Is there a follow-up for these conditions and medication refill, she states. Since her last visit, she was admitted in the hospital for strangulated hernia, since she spent several days in the hospital post-surgery because of post-surgery complications, but today is doing fine, period. She stated that she has had so many blood work done while in the hospital, she would like to give her veins, give my veins a rest, close quote. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication, allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 141 over 83, pulse 94, respiration 18, temperature 98.4, period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, surgery site well healed with no evidence of secondary infection, period. Soft, normal bowel sounds, no tenderness, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucosa, papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears well with no ontology gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is gastroesophageal reflux disease, number 2 is obesity, number 3 is diabetes type 2, number 4 is vitamin D deficiency, number 5 peripheral neuropathy, number 6 hypothyroidism, number 7 hypertension, number 8, hypercholesterolemia, period. Next paragraph, labs were not drawn, patient requests a break from lab. Medication were refilled as follows. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, vitamin D, 350,000 units, 1 PO weekly for 90 days, number 12. Next medication, Zofran, 4 milligrams, 1 PO. SL, TID, PRN for nausea, vomiting, number 30. Next medication, omeprazole, 40 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, metformin, XL, 500 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. Next medication, Mounjaro, 2.5 milligrams per injection, 2.5 sub-Q weekly for 90 days. Next medication, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 30 days, 9 number Number 90, next medication, glimepiride, 2 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, Synthroid, 0.3 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days. Number 90, next medication, Nibrosertin, 300 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 9 days. Number 90, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.